Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yes, that lion forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie is back.
Yeah.
Chris McMichael. Sports Radio.
Chris McMonagle here with you on the Fan 202 here on this Thursday morning. I got you for the next 3 hours. We take you till the warm-up show at 5 a.m. 888-808-1019. We got Fleegs on the other side. And again, as we do every single morning here, we got you for 3 hours taking your calls. What's different? I know we take your calls every morning. What's different? What could be different about this morning? Oh, that's right. Our baseball team's won. We'll get to the NBA draft and exactly what the Nets are thinking. Another name for the Knicks coaching search, but let's talk about our two winning baseball teams. How about that? As the Mets are now only a half a game out of first place. The New York Yankees, the Rays never seem to lose, and they stay a game up with a win in Cincinnati. And let's, you know what? Let's talk about the impetus of both of these wins here. What's the driving force between both of these Yankee and Met wins? Now, clearly, both teams struggling. The disaster of last night, two nights ago, with the Yankees blowing a game. Both teams up 3-0. What a disaster of a night it was. Followed up by a solid couple of games here for the New York Yankees and the New York Mets. And for me, it's about the two teams and the two players who were brought here in the offseason to change everything. And yes, for me, watching the Met game, we got to talk about it for a second. Let's just talk about it for a second before we get into Soto and we get into Max Fried. These two guys who were brought here to make an impact. Max Fried has been everything you could possibly want a starting pitcher to be. And last night, both defensively, shutting down the Cincinnati Reds, giving this Yankee team a chance for the offense to finally wake up a little bit. Still a bunch of problems. Still lack of execution with runners on scoring position. But especially early in this game, you wanted to pull your hair out. Bases loaded. And only nobody out. They get one run in. And eventually they come through, jazzed with the home run and everything. And with the New York Mets, obviously Juan Soto and the multiple home run game. But let's just start with Jeff McNeil for a second because I've killed him. Right? We have killed Jeff McNeil. I've been down on Jeff McNeil. I don't like him in center field. Against good pitching, I know that's a narrative I sometimes push against, but it feels like he's had a bunch of hits against the lousy teams. When it comes to the Atlanta Braves, as they've now finally snapped their five-game losing streak against the Atlanta Braves, I felt like he doesn't show up in these games. And Jeff McNeil, to me, as big as the home runs were from Juan Soto, and clearly he is now carrying this team. And I talked about it at Fanatics Fest, about it's time for him. We all know he's having a good June, but it's time for him to really make an impact. And unfortunately, they're losing for a lot of his impact. But clearly now we're seeing a major impact. But Jeff McNeil and that catch, if they fall behind 2-0 and they give up a home run to Ozuna there in that inning, and immediately Clay Holmes gives up that two-run home run, immediately they're down 2-0 off of last night's debacle, blowing a three-run lead, that game and the tenor of that game feel completely different. And Jeff McNeil, who is not a center fielder, who won't kill you out there, but is not someone you feel overly good about playing center field. And not only does he make just, because we know how good an athlete he is, right? We understand he can play multiple positions. He's played left field a lot. He can play second base. And he does it all relatively well. He's a pretty good second baseman defensively. He's been an okay outfielder. But you know he's a good athlete, capable of things. And if there's like an instinctual play, if he has to come in and make a dive, if he has to do something like that, you can understand, hey, he's just an athlete making an instinctual play. This is, if you watched him make that catch, it's not the greatest home run, Robbie, you've ever seen. He doesn't go above and beyond and take it, you know, turn backwards and rip it from 6 feet over the wall. But if you watch that play, that is as good a timed catch. He knew that, for someone who doesn't play center field all that often, obviously, he knew that building and that area of the outfield perfect. And he timed it. You watch him. He times it absolutely. He slows his speed down. He takes his stride. He leaps at just the right time, puts his foot into the wall, and makes a huge, I think you could argue, game-saving catch. This team has been proven with runners in scoring position. I know Juan Soto's not affected by it. I understand that. And he's killed the Atlanta Braves. He's had great numbers against the Atlanta Braves, and he's put on a show here in the month of June. But the rest of this team, there is, without doubt, you can't even argue it, against the Atlanta Braves, there is something. There is some sort of element of this team doesn't believe things will go well. Pete Alonso still struggling. I know he got a hit, but still struggling. Lindor clearly still struggling. And the rest of this offense not being able to come through, and the Atlanta Braves getting whatever they want. Whether it's jumping out early, whether it's coming from behind, they have beat this Met team every which way. And if that ball is gone, and if Clay Holmes gives up another home run after not giving up home runs for the first, 10 starts of the season, whatever it was, and now he's kind of given up some home runs here, gives up a home run later in the game. If he and the Mets fall behind 2-0 on that play, this game looks completely different. Completely different. And for him to be able to time that the way he did, for him to go out there, for this team to be juggling pieces as we're waiting for Vientos, who's going to be back later today, and we'll see what the move is, whether it's Mauricio or Young. I would think it's probably Mauricio getting sent back down after he had a nice game, a home run, obviously, which was a big spot to put them up 1-0. And he's looked overmatched at times, but he does come through with three hits. And you believe in the talent. You believe in the raw power. And hopefully he can find himself in AAA with enough at-bats and enough seasoning to the next time we see him in a Met uniform, he'll be a little bit more ready for the moment. But that home run, that robbery from McNeil changes the entire complexity of that game. And in the manner in which he did it, he didn't just run to the wall and jump up. He knew exactly what he was doing. He timed it perfectly. That is an incredible play from an inexperienced center fielder and a guy we've all dogged. Even if you're a Met fan, we've all dogged him. I know me and Fleegs have dogged him. I know Evan has dogged him. We are not the biggest Jeff McNeil fans. I'm still not. But that is a game-changing play early on. And then it allows Juan Soto and the rest of this Met offense to breathe. It's a moment that creates the excitement, creates the element of things aren't going to go against us tonight. That's the kind of play that changes the narrative of how everything is gone between these two teams. That is an enormous play. And if the Mets take off from here on out, which is plausible, I know we're down on both these teams, but the season is not over.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And all it takes is a play like that. All it takes is a game like last night. They go on and win later today, and suddenly they split a four-game series, and you don't feel so bad. And they're picking things up. And Juan Soto, as you know, we're going to talk about here, is starting to carry this team, right? He's the first Met player in history to have 10 home runs and 20 walks and 20 RBIs or whatever it is. He's absolutely killing the ball. Multiple home runs last night. The youngest player ever, or the, you know, the most multi-home run games from any player in history under the age of 27. This is why you got him. And we're finally seeing it. We're finally seeing it completely. Like, the peacock has completely been unveiled. We are seeing every feather. This is what Juan Soto is. and you can see the difference. And this is why when people got on, people like me, and I wasn't necessarily saying we would never see this version. We weren't for the first month. It was okay to say for the first 2 months of the season, we weren't seeing this. We weren't seeing this body language. We weren't seeing this kind of play. This is who Juan Soto is. Every bit of what you're seeing in these games, as he is having one of the better months any Met player has ever had. This is what you expected from the jump, and you didn't get it. And that's okay. They were actually playing better. It's frustrating. The most frustrating part of all this is that despite last night, they're still not winning at the level you would like for the month of June as he started to carry you. But clearly Juan Soto right now, between the Jeff McNeil home robbery and the Soto multiple home runs and what he's being capable of doing right now and what you're seeing him in all of his glory, from the body language, from how excited he is in the post-game press conference, like everything, you're just starting to see Juan Soto wake up, become himself. And for whatever the reason is, and I'm not the kind of guy who's it's because he missed the Yankees or because of anything else, but this guy was brought here on the biggest contract in the history of North American sports. This guy was brought here to carry this team. This guy was brought here to change them from a very good, solid team that in many ways overachieved last year and got to an NLCS to bring them to World Series caliber team. A team that can win a championship, a team that can beat the Dodgers, and oddly enough, they have, despite this last 2 weeks of losing. And now you're seeing every bit of that throughout the entire month. And in this game, those home runs and what he's meant to this team, you're hoping is what carries you out of it. And that's what these guys are there for. And then you turn to the New York Yankees. That's what Max Fried was brought here for. Max Fried, who signed an 8-year deal that many scoffed at. Certainly, I'm sure somewhere, you know, deep in the Mets office, David Stearns was sitting up, sipping a martini, smoking a cigar in a smoker's jacket, thinking, who the hell would give this kind of money to Max Fried? And I understand why. And hopefully, you know, I don't want to be Boomstradamus, but obviously, hopefully he stays healthy. We know the course of starting pitchers here in Major League Baseball, and we understand why the Mets do what they do. But a lot of people mock the idea of the 8-year contract, and we'll see how that entire contract plays out. But this is why. This is why I was critical of the Mets in some ways, and this is why you go out and sign a Max Fried, because this Yankee team, off of the game last night where Rodon couldn't come out for the seventh because he was tired, and if that's still a conversation, we'll have it at 888-808-1019. I don't know how it's still a conversation. I thought the conversation ended when Rodon came out and said he was exhausted, but apparently that upset people too. But as Rodon couldn't go into the seventh, as the bullpen blew another game, as the Yankees lost another series, as we all had question marks about who this team is and what they're capable of and the offense and everything else, they threw their ace on the mound yesterday. And this guy is pitching to an under one ERA off of Yankee losses. He has had 9 starts. They are 8-1. He's pitching to an under one ERA, and he has been everything you could have possibly wanted out of Max Fried. He has stepped in, and I would tell you, as much as we love Gerrit Cole and what he's done here, and Max Fried still has a ways to go to be the same type of Yankee that Gerrit Cole has been since 2020. But the fact of the matter is, I don't know if we have seen a stretch, and he won a Cy Young. I don't know if we've seen a stretch out of Gerrit Cole that's been this good and this consistent. And right now, this Yankee team was in desperate need of a big-time star, desperate need of an ace being on the mound and the confidence that goes with that. And even early on in this game, they get the bases loaded. They only get one run. They get in, you know, still 7 strikeouts from a below-average pitcher. It's one thing when the phenom of Burns comes in and strikes out 7 of his first 8 hitters or whatever embarrassment it was. It's another when Singer comes in there and he's striking out 7 guys. Early on, this game looked a lot like it has, many games have over the last 2 weeks. Jazz hits the big home run. They settle in. The offense keeps adding on. But along that, you know, Cincinnati's not getting anything done against Max Fried. And last night, he was locating everything. He had that big breaking ball on the outside corner to left-handed bat to right-handed batters who they threw a bunch out at him. Like, this guy and that contract and this signing and this addition, and we've talked a lot about it, the pivot and Juan Soto, and obviously it's kind of all interconnected between the two because the Yankees don't have Max Fried if Juan Soto is on the roster. If Juan Soto is playing right field for the New York Yankees this year, Max Fried isn't on this team. And without Gerrit Cole and without Luis Gil and with the state of this rotation outside of it, I don't know where the Yankees would be right now without Max Fried. He has been everything you wanted from an ace. He is pitching as well as we have seen a Yankee pitch in this uniform in a long time. And it is a safety net, as really the entire starting pitching has been pretty good throughout this stretch of losing, and that's what's funny about it too. Like, what's funny, the dichotomy of these two teams off of, you know, two nights ago. Last night, they both score seven and win. Two nights ago, they both blow three-run leads. While they're going through this stretch, you've got Juan Soto having an incredible June while still losing. The New York Yankees are still, you know, despite some of their injuries, having excellent starting pitching throughout this and still losing. Like, both of these teams have been going through it in slightly different but a lot of similar ways. Some of the team performing well and some of the team obviously struggling. But, I mean, we have seen Juan Soto have one of the best months any Met has ever had, yet they still are in a stretch where they've won, you know, 2 out of 12. And the Yankees starting pitching has Clark Schmidt, who's now not recovering from his last start. We can get into that, as everybody wanted him to go out there and try and throw a no-hitter past 105 pitches. And now they're pushing him back and giving him an extra day as he's struggling to, you know, recover from that start. But he's on, what, 26 consecutive scoreless innings. Rodon has been doing what he's been doing the whole year. Max Fried, as we've been talking about, has been their ace and stopper and exactly what they need. You've got Will Warren leading all rookies in strikeouts. Like, this starting pitching has continued to be really good despite the losing. And Juan Soto is having one of the best months that we've ever seen despite the losing. And it is, you know, as you look at it last night, it's the McNeil catch. It's the Soto homers. It's Soto dragging this team out of the doldrums, and more than that, giving them life against the Atlanta Braves. It's the stopper that was signed, these two contracts in the offseason. Juan Soto left the New York Yankees. He signed this enormous deal with the New York Mets. He is supposed to be the driving force, and for 2 months he wasn't. And now he is. And last night, a game they desperately needed, he's there for them with multiple home runs, the most ever from a kid under 27 years old. And the New York Yankees pivot off of losing Juan Soto and go out there and spend big money and give a long-term deal to a starting pitcher who's had some injury issues, and we'll see how good the contract age is, but right now has been everything for this team. Sometimes the big contracts work. Sometimes you're not, you know, desperate to get rid of money. Sometimes it pays off. And watching these two guys right now carry their teams through a stretch where they're not performing, giving them wins they're in desperate need of, in the Yankees trying to hold on to first place and the Mets trying to get back into first place against their enemy, against the team that had won 5 in a row, you get a great catch from McNeil, and then you have Soto carrying the offense. And for the New York Yankees, you have Jazz, who's been hot as a firecracker since coming back from his injuries. You have the offense finally coming through a little bit, but it's all the baseline of Max Fried being an ace, being a stopper, being everything this team could want. And those two contracts in the offseason are paying off here in their moments of desperation. And that's what you get them for. You don't necessarily have them for when everything is going great. You might not need Juan Soto every night when Alonso is going off. You might not need Juan Soto every night when Lindor is at his best. You might not need Max Fried when this offense was hitting all the all the home runs to start the year. You don't need Max Fried necessarily with a healthy Gerrit Cole. You might not need Max Fried every single, start. When you got the torpedo bats doing what they've done for a lot of the season. But when the team is down, when the team is coming off a blown lead, when the team is coming into a game that they desperately need to salvage a series against the Reds, when you're looking to finally break through and not lose your sixth game against the Atlanta Braves, that's when your stars need to show up. And for the New York Mets and the New York Yankees, their big-time offseason acquisitions, their guys are supposed to carry them into the future. Their guys that have been brought here just for these moments showed up last night and gave both of these franchises huge wins in their moments of need. 888-808-1019. We'll get to more of the specifics of each game. Dominguez with a bunch of hits. It's amazing. You know what? Even I have to, what is Aaron Boone going to... It's going to start to bother me now. I have to admit, because... Jason Dominguez got four hits. Trent Grisham got four hits. And now Aaron Boone, he's going to give them both off tomorrow. And it's just going to bother the hell out of me. Both of them aren't going to play tomorrow, and they got four hits each. It's going to drive me absolutely crazy. 888-808-1019. I don't know if you got that joke, but I felt like giving it to you anyway.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.